for all that you've done for me.
Good morning and welcome to Calvary Chapel. It's good to have you with us this morning. And our psalm is Psalm 29 in our reading this morning as we're going through the reading of the Psalms. And it is a psalm of David. And it's God's glory displayed in the uncontrollable elements. We know that in Hawaii when the hurricanes hit and the waves get big. It's the uncontrollable tempest and storm, and in the thunder, and in the lightning, and in the wind, and the waves. And it really declares God's power and God's glory to the people of the earth. They don't always see that, but that's what it is. And his works and his word are joined together as theology and science are united and give God praise. So when we think of the elements and we think of all that takes place through the elements, it's really telling us of God and his glory. So why don't you follow along in Psalm 29, or in your Bibles or in the overhead, as I read. Give unto the Lord, O you mighty ones. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. The voice of the Lord is over the waters, and the God of glory thunders. The Lord is over many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedars. Yes, the Lord splinters the cedars of Lebanon. He makes them also skip like a calf. Lebanon and Syrian like a young wild ox. The voice of the Lord divides the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shakes a wilderness. The Lord shakes the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord makes the deer give birth and strips the forest bare. And in his tempest, everyone says, glory. The Lord sat enthroned at the flood, and the Lord sits as king forever. The Lord will give strength to his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. Let's remain standing as Stacy comes out and opens for us in a word of prayer.
Good morning, family. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we're your children, and we come before you this morning, Lord, and we say thank you, Lord. Thank you for your amazing grace. Thank you for that grace, that love that you have, that peace that passes all of our own understanding, God. Thank you for your Son. Worthy, we would pray this morning, is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the King who conquered the grave. Lord, thank you so much for who you are. Thank you, God, that you have called us to yourself, God, and Man, we would pray this morning, Lord, for your blessings upon us. Oh, God, not that we want to be selfish in and of ourselves, but God, there's a world around us that needs to be blessed. And unless we are filled with your blessings, God, unless we're filled with your power and of your spirit, God, then the world around us will continue to remain unblessed. So, Lord, bless us this morning. Fill us to overflowing with your word through Pastor Bill, with the continuation of the worship that you've given us to sing your praises to this morning, God. Fill us, Lord. Help us to be blessed, that we can take these blessings out of these four walls, God, and we can be a blessing to the world around us, Lord. That our lives would be lives that would draw all men unto you. So we thank you again for this morning, God. We thank you that your desire is that all men would be saved and come to the knowledge of your truth. And this morning we would pray, if there are any in here that aren't saved this morning, they would leave a new creation in Christ. And God, for those that may be struggling, because we do struggle each and every day, God, and we would pray you would give strength and courage and draw to you, Lord, your people. Thank you again, God. Bless this whole campus this morning. Lord, we thank you as we stand before you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you for who you are. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
We continue to stand as soon as we worship. God is a faithful God, a good God.
He is faithful, he is glorious, and he is Jesus, and all my hope is in you. All my hope is in you, Lord. All my hope is in you, Lord. I've heard a sound. Yeah.
Ephesians 2, 4 and through 6 tells us, but God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love, which he loved us even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up together, and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Thank you. hearts. Hearts and minds and hands lifted high, God. We await your return. Let's all stand. Let's sing that chorus out. Died upon the cross, rose up from the grave, seated in the heavens, King of all your reign. Let's lift our hands, lift our hearts to the Lord. Died upon the cross.
Died upon the cross, rose up from the grave, seated in the heavens, King of all your reign. Captured by your love, that you would give your life. Oh, I stand amazed at Jesus.
In the presence of Jesus the Nazarene, we're singing, how marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall stand amazed. I stand amazed in the presence of Jesus the Nazarene, and I wonder how he could love me, a sinner condemned, unclean. We'll be singing, how marvelous, how
love.